Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Ugh, you know exactly what I need. Welcome back to the studio, Nietzsche.
What's good? I'm back.
Happy Tuesday. This is another episode of Two Girls, One Blunt. I'm your co-host, Jamie.
And I'm Emily. Today, we have on Big Nietzsche Sosa. He's a huge fitness influencer. If you guys remember, we had him on for episode 21, I believe, way back when. We filmed out in LA at the Hayes Radio Network station. Unfortunately, we lost the video footage of that interview. So we wanted to get Nietzsche back on, get him looking beautiful as always, so you could see him and really get to know him.
Look at those pearly whites.
What a handsome man.
What up? All right, so topic of discussion.
He's coming on. He's Nietzsche. Ready.
Let's get to it.
We're going to discuss today the dynamics between men and women, dating and energy. So do you want to start off, or do you want us to lay on the topics? I would say, so we saw you recently on a podcast. Who was the doctor on the podcast?
It was Dr. Elena.
Dr. Elena.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys were talking about some fire topics about, you know, the difference between alpha male and a beta male, the differences between a masculine energy and feminine energy, and how they're actually two different things. You could be alpha and not masculine, masculine, but also beta at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. She was just saying she's really good at stuff like that. And she was basically saying that her main focus is how to make girls more feminine. So she wrote a book on that, and she's basically saying like that in order for women to attract the masculine man, she has to be ultimately in her feminine energy. And then, but she also states that like whether you're masculine female or feminine guy, there's nothing wrong with that, but you just got to understand what you're going to get out of it. Mm. So it's like, if you're like a girl who's super masculine, you're going to attract a guy who's feminine. Mm-hmm. And those guys like usually cheat. They usually lie, cheat. And then she was even saying like, basically if you're too masculine as a guy, it means you're feminine. So she was saying that, you know, girls like go after these like super masculine men, but they end up being feminine because, you know,
because of their energy,
they're abusive and whatever.
But they're like macho men, like gym men, or like someone you would typically see as a masculine man.
Yeah, but they're too masculine to where it makes them feminine, and I guess insecure too. So
you're very like, obviously a very strong, like you give off, you look very masculine, but when we speak to you, the energy you give off isn't overtly like aggressively masculine where you're trying to be too much. Do you feel like you're very balanced in that regard?
I just be chilling, honestly. Like, I don't really be asking for nothing. I be chilling. You know, I would say I'm masculine, but I was like, I understand girls too. I would say I'm probably like just more non-confrontational. So it's like, I figure things out. You know, I get things across without like an argument or confrontation or animosity. But
I think that's like a masculine energy or an alpha man trait.
Yeah,
you know,
because
you can handle women's emotions and you're calm.
It's usually like the loudest people are like usually the weakest. Like that's like the people who are usually the loudest, the people who are like boasting, bragging, and like just like being this person that they want to like stand out. It's usually because inside they don't feel complete. So it's like they seek validation.
So they're overcompensating.
Yeah. So what do y'all think about men that sleep with a lot of women? Do you think that's like masculine or do you think that's like feminine?
Oh, good question.
That is a great question.
I would say that it depends on like how you do it and what you're doing, right? Because I do see men who are in positions of power, rich millionaires, billionaires, they sleep around, maybe they cheat, right? But they're not like sleeping around where like their dick is just fully open game, like they're picky about it. Whereas I see men who are like the attractive men, right, at parties or the clubs, and every night they're with a new girl. I think that person is more in their feminine energy because they're seeking like the validation, like that instant gratification. And I think like a true alpha man is somebody who can control their sexual energy rather than just like giving it out to everybody.
No, that's true. Cause basically, if a dude's in his feminine energy, then he's like, he's seeking male validation. So he's like, oh man, I smashed this chick last night and I smashed her friend. And then I smashed this other girl. And bro, like, my numbers are getting up there. And they're hoping that their homie's going to be like, yeah, bro, you're the man. I got to catch up, bro. Like, you're doing it bigger than me. You know, and it's like, at the end of the day, it's like validation, like inflating their ego. So they're just like, it makes them feel better about themselves, you know, and it's like.
Holy shit, I didn't even think about that.
Do you ever think that guys who are seeking that constant male validation might actually be gay?
No, for sure.
Good question,
Emily. They are, but they don't know it. Like, you know, it's like hanging out with the bros and doing all this stuff. And it's like, they're low-key gay, but they don't know. And they don't act upon it. It's like, it's just, it's more so I wouldn't say gay, but I would say they're feminine. Like, you know, and like a gay dude is super feminine, you know? And it's like.
I've also seen gay men be super masculine though. You know, like I've seen like gym bros, or you would have no idea they were gay. And then you're like, what? Like, you take it in the butt? You like it in the butt? You know?
Yeah, I can't speak on the gay.
On the gays. We can speak on the gays.
I don't even understand it. Like, I don't understand, like, you know, like how they see the world, or like really like what they see or what they think. I could just speak on like what I know and within myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's all I could really like. You know, gauge off of.
So you asked us about like alpha males or masculine men going for a lot of women. How do you feel about women going for a lot of men? Do you think that makes them more masculine if they're hooking up with a lot of people?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is based off what the doctor told me. She told me that like the girls who are like, they're like independent, they're competitive. It's like a couple traits. They're not emotional. Like, and like for a girl to like go around and sleep with a lot of dudes, there's like no emotions attached to it. It's kind of like the dude who says, oh, I just got my body count up. So it's like, yeah, the girl who's like doing that, she's more in her masculine frame. Cause she's just like, oh, I'm not going to let no guy hurt me. Like, you know, like men ain't shit. Like I'm the shit. So it's like, they're more in their masculine energy, while like, growing her feminine energy, she's gonna like more so care about a guy's feelings and stuff, and like be like catch feelings and like kind of be dependent, but like not the dependency to where they can't survive on their own, but it's like they're gonna like be like, okay, like you can take care of the house, you can provide, and I'm gonna go take care of this, and I'm gonna go do that, and like whatever. She said that, man, you have to watch what we did.
It was good. I can't wait to watch the whole thing. Just like the few snippets. I was like, she's dropping gold. And you were asking the prime questions.
She said it's good, like perfect to be like 60, 40 masculine and feminine as a guy. Like you want to be like mainly masculine as a guy. And then like 40% to understand a girl's emotions and stuff.
And that's what makes you truly alpha. I think like I see a lot of like, the guys who listen to Andrew Tate, and this is not everyone who listens to Andrew Tate, but a lot of them are almost like, if a woman is expressing her emotions, they shut it down immediately. Like they're like, oh, you know what? Women ain't shit because like you're expressing how you feel. Whereas I feel like a real alpha man can hear a woman out and be like, provide the space to be like, no, let me be masculine in this and you're safe.
And not view it as a hysterical woman or her being too emotional. Like,
exactly.
People are allowed to have emotions.
And so women just want to be heard. Women are not really logical for the most part, I think, when it comes to emotions and like relationships. Like the emotions take over. And that's where like men are just like expecting women to act like men. And that's where Emily was like, do you think those men are like gay? When they're seeking male validation.
I mean, technically, you know? Technically, like if you walk in a room preparing to like impress females, and then, you know, you have a carry a certain amount of energy, certain type of energy. But if you're like trying to impress dudes, you're going to carry this like overly masculine energy and like, you know, like maybe treat girls like shit because you think guys would think you're cooler or something. Like, yeah. I don't really understand it. Like, But I think it all stems from insecurity at the end of the day, because it's like, you shouldn't, like, if you want to seem more masculine, then work out and, like, have muscles and, like, work on increasing your testosterone. If you want to get more girls, and then, like, I would say understand them and, you know, like, be friends with them first. And then it's like, you know, not be friends with them because you think you're going to, like, smash one day, but, like, be friends with them and, like, I try to understand them. And then, yeah, it's just, sure. It's just like there's a certain type of way to go about it, to where it's like, and it's like when you're masculine, you don't try to, like, check off points to be masculine. It's just like either you are or you aren't. It's
an energy.
Yeah, it's like either you have low testosterone or high testosterone. Like, you can't fake high testosterone, like, and then, like go in the gym and try to lift all this weight and do all this stuff and, like, fake it. Like, you can't fake that you work out or something, and, like, you go to the gym, you can't lift a single weight. Like, it's like either you have it or you don't, or you work for it or you don't. Like, if you're a man and you can't provide for a girl, you don't have the ability to. It's funny because dudes be like, oh, she's a gold digger. But, like, there ain't no gold to be digging.
To be digging. Exactly. It's like, yeah. First of all, I feel like people need to be dating in their price range. I think women need to be dating in their price range. Like, I feel like all women want to date up, you know? Women are not on the level to date as far up as they think.
The only thing I would say.
Yet. They just have to work on themselves a little.
The only thing I would say about that is, like, men like women that have more dependency. So it's like,
they like a damsel in distress, someone they need to help.
Yeah. So it's like a good man's going to be like, oh, I got it. And, like, da, 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 don't worry about it. Oh, like, I'll beat his ass. Like, whatever. Like, women want security, you know? So I would say it's like, as far as, I feel like she was telling me, the doctor was telling me that the money doesn't matter. It's just like about the support. Like, it's like give and take. It's not just like the dude's just, she said that like a feminine guy is like the dude, the sugar daddy who gives a lot of money. And the only one he can get along with is the masculine female who just wants to take all the money and have all this stuff.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Interesting.
And they get along, you know, but that dude's ultimately feminine because, yeah, that's all he really has to offer.
There are definitely guys who throw money and, like, flex, and they're like, look at my car, or I'll take you to this nice restaurant, or I'll buy you a bag. But they're doing that to get the girl and not just because they're like, I feel like there's, like, a meaning behind it, like a second ulterior motive.
I think there are masculine men and alpha men who have that provider mentality, where that's what they want to do, is they want to provide and protect for their woman, the woman that they have in their life. But then there are also those men who go for the gold diggers, that gold digger character you were talking about, where they feel like they have to overcompensate with money and give money to make the woman like them, as opposed to just providing for the woman and showing them that she can be taken care of.
No, yeah, there's definitely a difference. And I feel like it probably stems from childhood, because, like, if you're, like, super lame in like, high school or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like as a guy, if you never, like, you weren't, like, on the football team, you didn't get any girls growing up or something like that, then it's, like, all of a sudden you get all this money and stuff. You don't really have the social etiquette or social experience to, like, get girls or something without money. So it's like you just use that as, like, a force to get girls, and it works, but it's, like, fake. It's also fake.
It works for sometimes, like, the wrong girls, unless you don't mind the gold digger mentality. But you have to, sometimes you have to pick the people that you go for and know what you work best with, you know?
The thing I'll say too is, like, there's a lot of guys who are, like, providers, but you can't really see that because they're broke. Like, and it's not that they're broke because they're lazy. They're broke because they don't have the opportunity to make money like women do these days. You know, like, I mean, they do have the opportunity to, you know, find it out some way. And it's like, they're just, like, waiting for their time, you know, but I don't think that they deserve to be in a relationship until they figure that out. Like, and it's a lot of dudes out here who, like, are in relationships and they really can't provide for that girl. And it's like, it's not only is it holding her back, but it's holding him back, because
absolutely
it's like the thing I say, I'm like, why would you be in a relationship or even why would you have raw sex or be in a relationship if you can't afford a family? Like, if you can't.
Yeah.
That's a broke dudes too. I feel like we're like, let's fuck raw. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, they got something to win. It's a prize.
That's true. They're trapping the woman by fucking raw.
Basically, it's a prize. Like, they have nothing to lose. Like, it's only up from there.
Literally.
You know, so it's like.
I think men can't be in relationships until they're at where they want to be financially.
That's how I am. That's how I am. Whenever I was dating this girl and I was a broke college student, and she was like damn near the perfect girlfriend. She was cooking, cleaning and stuff. And I had like a little bit of money. Like, I would pay for some things. I'd pay for groceries and stuff. Like, I didn't make too much of a big deal about the money, but like in my head, I was like, I don't see myself driving this car. In the future, I don't see myself like living with my family or whatever. Cause it was like after college, I was like, how am I going to afford a place to stay? This and that. Like, I was like, I don't see myself in this frame. I don't see myself doing this. Like, so it's like, why is she with me? But she was like a real one and she was like supportive and stuff. And she didn't care. She had her own money too. So she didn't care necessarily, but I wasn't like, I was still like trying to provide with the little I had, but it was like, yeah.
More stressful.
It was more stressful. So I was like, I can't date you because I'm not even who I want to be. You know, I was like, yep. I can't date you. And then it's like, we became friends and stuff. And just like, ever since then, like I was hungrier to like.
Do better.
To do better.
Because you're like, I want a girl like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I don't know. It's like.
Do you regret at all making that decision to walk away?
Nah, because we're still friends. Because it's like. I'd rather it had done it like that than us be like enemies.
Yeah. Or yeah. Like you get almost like resentful down the line if she starts doing better or if she like becomes the provider because you're not where you want to be in certain areas. It almost like makes a man insecure. I feel like my last relationship or all my relationships, I've made the most money. And I, even though they never said they were insecure about it and it never was an issue and they liked it and they were like, you're a badass. Like, I think they loved that part about me being like a badass woman, but it almost became the thing that I could tell that they felt insecure about. Like if I'm like, oh, let's go to dinner. And they're like, I can't afford it. And I'm like, I'll pay. If that's happening like more often than not, or I'm like, oh, let's go on this trip. And they're like, I can't afford it. I'm like, yeah, but if you're coming with me, I'll pay. I'm now in
you're
that
mommy.
I'm mommy. Or, you know, and then they don't like that. It's like,
they do like it, but they don't,
but they can't afford the lifestyle that I'm living. So then it becomes, but I'm like sitting there willing to like wait for them to work on it and be that like supportive woman.
Yeah. But they're just not on your level type. Like, it's like, okay. Like, let's say you make like $1 million a year and then you're dating a guy who makes like 200K. There's like a certain amount of money. There's like a certain threshold. I feel like to where money doesn't matter. You know, it's like, so it's like, yeah, you make more money, but that doesn't mean that he can't provide.
Yep.
You know, it's like,
for sure.
There's a certain amount of money. There's only a certain amount of money you need to like, you know, whatever. But it's like, that's a confusing part of it. Cause with the internet, like girls, I feel like girls make more money than men.
It's because OnlyFans, the opportunity, that, like OnlyFans or
brand deals too, like everything. Because girls get more engagement on social media than guys. So it's like, if you're in like talking about the social media content creator world, a lot of these dudes, you know, they're barely making it. If they don't have like a real business offline or something, then they're barely making it. And it's like, you know, but they're like flexing these cars and flexing these houses and stuff.
That's
and
like everybody I know on social media. Mm-hmm.
So it's like confusing. It's like the Burger King sign. Like you see the burger on the window and you're like, dang, look at that burger. That looks so good. And then you get it and it's all smished together and stuff. And you're like, damn, this is not what I expected.
You're like, I asked for no pickles and there's goddamn pickles on my burger.
Yeah. And the burger's like smished together and like all like, it just does not look like the photo.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, that's what guys are doing out here. They're putting the image up, but they don't have the back end and they don't have the finances to like bring that image to life. Mm-hmm. But they get girls off that image. And then, you know, it's like they just like eventually get exposed as a fraud whenever they can't
can keep somebody.
Provide.
So that
or
hurts. That with that, I mean, I feel like that would hurt a man in the long run. Like, you're almost like flexing like that because there's like an insecurity of like that you need that to get a woman. Then you get the woman and then you have to keep up for it. So there's like a front that like people will play in this beginning of dating where you don't really know who that person is. And then maybe you like move in with them like a year down the line and you're like, oh wait, this is a completely different situation than I like expected. So then the woman gets hurt or leaves, and the man gets hurt, he gets more jaded, and it just is this like horrible cycle.
See, the thing I'll say about that is that I would say that like the man, if he's doing that fake stuff, like there's a certain type of purpose, and it's like what's your purpose if you're doing that to smash 100 girls this year and make $10,000? Then that's just
that works for you.
That's just idiotic. You know? Yeah. But if you're doing it and you're like, oh, I'm gonna impress investors and I'm gonna impress brands and I'm gonna make money, and then it's like you're doing it to make like 100K this year, you're making six figures this year, and then you're doing it to meet a girlfriend, and then it's like that's a whole different mentality. And then it's like, I feel like that's okay, in my opinion. Cause it's like almost like you're not going to post that you're poor and shit because you're just going to attract attract a poor community online. So it's like, it's okay to like flex and stuff, but it's like, what's your purpose? If your purpose is to like do some slime ball shit just to sleep with a shit ton of girls, it's kind of like, it's kind of like a bum.
So question, what do you think was probably your biggest lesson? Because I'm assuming you've stepped more into like that alpha manly role. You're still figuring out what you want to, like how you're going to make money and be that provider later on. But what was the biggest lesson that you've learned from going from that college kid to who you are now as a man?
Probably validation and caring what people think is really like what's under the hood. What's the Carfax? What's under the hood? That's like, cause it's like, you can like pretend or you can like do all this stuff to make people think of you a certain way. And like, it might fool some people, but it's like a majority of the people, they can just tell what's fraudulent. So it's like, be real with yourself first before you be real with anybody else. Like, that's what I would say. Like,
for sure.
Like, just be real with yourself. Be like, hey, you know what? Like, does this really represent who I am? And like, what am I trying to get out of this? Like, if you have, I would say probably intention too. If you have like good intentions, then I feel like you always win. Like, if your intentions is like, okay, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to help this person out to do this, or like, I'm going to help as many people as possible, then it's like, yeah. Like, and yeah, it's, and then also like helping people too. Like, I would say more so in college and like, you know, like the younger days, I was like, oh, I want to be the best. I want to have the most followers. I want to have the most money. I want to have the most girls. Like, I want to have this. I want to have that. And that's what I was like seeking. And it was like, I got some of those goals, but at the end of the day, it was so selfish that it wasn't organic, and it didn't go over the way I wanted it to, you know? And then it's like, I feel like after college, you get like a rebirth. It's like after high school, you get a rebirth, and then it's like you go to college. Like, you could be lame in high school and then you could go to college and be the coolest person.
Yep.
But yeah, after college, you get like a rebirth to where you go into the real world, and then all the people in that community like kind of like forget about you. And then it's like you go into the real world, and then you go into another community, or you go into the world, and then you're like in a clean slate, and all the mistakes you made are like wash kinda, and then you just like build off of that and you learn from your mistakes. So it's like, I would say that, like, yeah, like validation, like, I don't know, I stopped seeking validation and just like.
Was there a specific moment that like made that click for you where you're like, what am I doing? Like, why am I seeking validation in this way? Or did it like ever become a detriment in your life where that made it, you realize that?
I mean, I have a friend who would tell me stuff, like he would tell me stuff in the about the Bible and stuff, and then he would tell me all the stuff about like what I'm actually doing and what it actually means, and I would tell him, I'd be like, man, like, I'll like
shut
you're
up,
dumb.
Man, yeah, you're dumb.
Like last thing I wanted to hear. Then it's like a couple years later, I look at stuff and I'm like, wait, hold up. That he was right. You know, it's like I always have this thing to where I'm like, people tell me something and it's like, I don't want to hear it. And then it's like a year later, I'll be telling them like, oh, you know, remember you said this? Well, this and that. I agree with this and that. And then like, yeah, I was trying to tell you that, but you're like, you got mad at me and stuff. And I'm like, I can't believe I got mad at you. Like, it doesn't even make sense, you know? So
I think anytime somebody like makes you question or look at your reality and situation differently, there's always resistance. We talk a lot about resistance, and that resistance is coming from like an ego. Like your ego is trying to keep you safe, and thinking differently and learning something new is almost like foreign. And so your body and your brain is literally like, I can't do that. But I think that's good that you recognize that. I think it takes a lot of people going through that process. Sometimes some people never recognize that. They never recognize that they have to learn from that and can never say, you know what, maybe I was wrong in that situation, or I didn't hear you and now I hear you. And telling them that you heard them is even bigger than you having the realization yourself. Like you're actually voicing it to that person, you know? Yeah. And that's a whole different level of acceptance when you can talk about that shit with other people, you know, rather than just having those conversations with yourself. But I think that a lot of people right now, specifically in dating, when everyone's super hurt and everything, it's taking accountability. Like we're all to blame almost. Do you know what I mean? Like when shit's not going wrong, like how do we play a part in it? And being able to face yourself and look in the mirror and be like, oh, maybe I did this, or I wasn't as communicative or anything like that. And that's why I've acted this way.
No, for sure. You know, it's like, I think the main thing, like one of the main things about life is like accountability. Like that's the problem. Like when you talk about like masculine and feminine energy, I feel like feminine men are scared, like don't want to take accountability, and masculine women don't want to take accountability. So it's like at the end of the day, the only person you have control of is yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you can't say, oh, I was late to that meeting because I didn't wake up early enough. But if you say I was late to that meeting because of the train, I was late to the meeting because someone put my shoes in the wrong place. Like, it's like, you're not going to be able to like control somebody's actions to make your life successful. So it's like, yeah, like wake up 2 hours early instead of waking up 45 minutes early, mm-hmm. like wake up 2 hours early and find your stuff the night before. Make sure you got your shoes in the right place. Mm-hmm. So it's like the thing I noticed about like masculine women, they don't want to take accountability. It's always like somebody else's fault. It's always like something like out of control. They, you know, like they did this to me. And then it's like masculine, feminine men. It's like they don't want to take accountability either. I feel like accountability is such like a high trait, like, because once you can take accountability for your own actions, even when it's not your fault, you're just going to get further. Cause like accountability, like sometimes I'll get screwed over by somebody, or like, let's say you get scammed or something. The accountability would be like, dang, not taking accountability, be like, dang, that person scammed me, da da da. But taking accountability would be like, okay, I got fucked over this time, and I know exactly what not to do next time, and I know exactly why I fell for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that will never happen again. And then it doesn't happen again. But if you're saying, oh, it's their fault, it's your fault, you answer the call and this and that, why'd you talk to people on the street, this and that, like it's bound to happen again. But if you're like, okay, you know, I accept the fact that I got played, you know, and what can I do? Maybe never talk to people who like just like rant about themselves, or like rant about like politics or this and that, and you just like, and then you're like, because that was a red flag, I could have caught on to this, or maybe I should like look things through more instead of just like taking it for face value. So you can take accountability for everything you do, and then it's like you can never really get screwed over, because it's always your fault, you know. That's especially true. In a relationship.
Yes, especially in a relationship. Especially in relationships, like being able to take that accountability, like you said, like, oh, these red flags, I saw them, I recognized them, and I didn't do shit about them. And I allowed that person into my life, as opposed to just, you know, ignoring it and being like, well, they did this, they lied about this, they cheated on me. No, I allowed them to cheat on me. Yeah. Why am I attracting those types of people? Yes. Why am I allowing that type of people in my life? And what is going wrong inside of me that I need to fix before I can be in another relationship?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, for sure. You could talk, but yeah, it just goes up from there when you take accountability.
For sure. I was going to say, like, I think a lot of women, when you're saying like they're in their masculine energy, that's typically a woman who's been hurt in the past. Like, there's a reason she had to be in her masculine energy. And again, when you're in a relationship or say you were cheated on, you ignore the red flags. So many women and men as well, but become jaded after that situation. And so they're like, men ain't shit, that all men are cheaters, they're liars, they're scumbags. And it's they're not taking any accountability for that situation. They want someone to blame for it to not work because for it not working because they're hurt. Mm-hmm. And like for me, like I've dated cheaters, but I never let it get me jaded because I was constantly looking inward. I was like, I want a real relationship, a stable relationship and a genuine connection. And I might be actually the problem. And I didn't realize I was the problem in a lot of relationships until years after we broke up.
Well, if it doesn't work out for you, then you got to say that you're the problem because you're dating people, you're dating abusive men or you're dating broke men. Like, it's not their fault that you fell for their game or whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. It's ultimately your fault, because if you keep blaming people, then it's like, you don't never get anywhere. And I see it so much, like we're on like the social media thing, like girls, they'll lose their account or like get banned or something, da da da. And it's like, instead of sitting here and being like, oh, but I seen her doing this. Why didn't they get banned? Why didn't this? It's like different. It's different for everybody. But if you don't worry about yourself only, and then you can't be successful, because you're going to be the one, you're going to try to do what they're doing, and then you're not going to get away with it. And then you're going to see them doing it, and you're going to get mad and you're going to blame them. But it's not their fault. It's like they're the originator and you're trying to copy them. Mm-hmm, but you're mad that you're not successful at copying them. So it's like, instead of like looking at like for me, like my page on TikTok, it was like a whole bunch of stuff that I was doing and I was getting violations. And every time I get a violation, I'd be like, I'm never doing that again. That's what I would say. I'd be like, I'll never do that again. Like, okay. Oh, look, her shorts were like a little bit pulled up to show it, make her butt look better. You know, like, and this video was doing really good, but it got banned because sexual content. Yep. The only thing that's sexual is that her shorts are pulled up a little bit. I'm like, I'll never let a girl show her ass cheeks on my page. Like, there's like certain things that I'm like, so it's like, but then I go on the For You page or whatever, and I see girls twerking in bikinis and stuff. And I look at that and I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm not going to do it on my shit.
Exactly. Because you already know the rules. You already know how it's going to play out.
Exactly. So it's for everybody, things are different. So it's like, if you're always looking at someone and being like, how can they get away with this? How can they do this? Like, nobody cares. Like, everybody has a different algorithm, different personality, different way they do things, different intentions. You know, it's like, it's like maybe you have OnlyFans and your intention is to get people to subscribe to it, while she is doing it to dance, to make it on America's Next Top Model or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different one of
it's
them,
all purpose.
One of them is like a selfish, like, I want this money. And then and then it's like when someone looks deep into it, they're like, okay, like, this girl is like, she's exploiting the platform to make money and exploiting children that are 13 that are watching this to like make money. While this girl is like actually doing it because she has a passion for dance. Yeah. And she wants to teach other people how to dance. And she's also like mixing in with like cardio and exercise and health. Like, so it's like one of them is like money. The other one's like, let me help people and like, let me inspire people. So it's like, yeah, you get banned because they look at it and they're like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, like people, especially on TikTok too, like they're going to see that, like guys will see that and report you if they think you're just like after their money and you're not providing value.
Exactly.
I think that's like the new wave of everything that's happening online because of TikTok. Everyone wants like real people, real personalities, and everyone's starting to talk a lot more about dating and relationships and mental health. I think everything you just said for like people on TikTok and losing their accounts and the accountability, like all of that literally works for relationships too.
Yeah.
Like I think comparison is like the thief of joy.
For sure.
And we're all trying to compare ourselves to other relationships that are working, and they might be working online, but they're not working in person.
Exactly.
And so if you're focusing on all these other people and their relationships and all these shitty people, like in shitty men, you're never going to find the good people because you're not building your own thing and you're not trying to provide value in your own space. There's the expectation that like men are supposed to just give to women. Right. But like a lot of people aren't working on themselves.
No, for sure. So look, if I'm like, hey, only look for the color red, like look around the room and only look for the color red. Like only
I literally see red right there as you said it.
So it's like, or it's like, let's say you get a new car. How many times do you see that car on the street once you get it?
So many times.
Oh yeah, that's true. Cause you're looking out for it.
So you know what I'm trying to say? Basically, whatever you focus on, whether negative or positive, is what you get in life. So if you focus on red, you just see red like prominently, even though you didn't see it before. You just see it everywhere. If you get a new car, then you start noticing how much you actually see that car. And then you could even start comparing like, oh, that car, I like mine better. Like that. Oh, there goes my car right there. There goes my car. You start seeing it a lot more. So it's like the girls who focus on men ain't shit. And they say men ain't shit. Men ain't this. Even though they're cursing the man in there. And it sounds like they're getting away from those toxic men. But they're actually attracting them more because they're speaking about it. There's just because they're putting into the universe. Just because they're saying red, 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 red. Even though there's like they could say, I don't want to see red. I don't want to see red. But they're going to see red because they keep talking about red.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so it's like a girl says, I don't want toxic men. No, y'all can keep them. I hate men like that. Da, da, da. That's all they see, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's what they focus on. But if you focus on like the abundance of men or, you know, like
there's so many fish in the sea. Mm-hmm. Like there is that person for me. There's good people.
You're way more likely to get it than to be like, man, ain't shit. This and that. And it's like
the same thing for men, too, who hate women. And they're like, women are all gold diggers and they use me and they just want my money. Well, yeah. If you just keep saying that, you're only going to find women after your
for
money.
Sure.
Whereas if you're like, wow, I'm such a good, solid person. And I deserve the world and I'm going to give somebody the world. You're going to find somebody who's in alignment with that and somebody who's also like, yeah, I'm a great person. I've worked on myself and I want to give you the world. Boom. Match made in heaven.
Because it's it's the glass half empty thing. Like if you're talking about something and you're thinking about something and you're thinking negatively about it, you're blinded. So you're just going to keep attracting that because you're not going to see those red flags. You're not taking that accountability and you're just going to keep bringing all of that negative shit into your life. Instead of thinking like, oh, okay, no, there are great people out there, men or women, whoever you're attracted to, that will be good for me, just like I'm going to be good for them. And you're really opening yourself up.
And that's abundance. Hard. I think that also like can take time too, is like, because I've had a decent amount of relationships and I've been cheated on by most of them, but I'm not going into the next relationship. And I've tried really hard to not stay jaded and still be hopeful, you know, because I want that and I want to attract it. But each time, like I found a better guy because I was picking out the red flags and I was like, nope, not this one, not this one. But I'm still learning. So the last person I was like, no, they're like close to perfect. But there was a couple of teeny little things and situations where I'm like, and I looked past it because he was perfect in all these other aspects. And that ended up being the exact reason we broke up. And instead of being like all butthurt, like I got cheated on again, like I'm going to be alone forever, I was just like, whoop, that's another lesson. Like, now I know. Next time, hold my boundaries strong. Walk away when I'm not seeing that. And when I'm not seeing like the actual good behavior, when I am seeing bad behavior, just leave immediately. I always feel like the red flags in the beginning are exactly what ends up being the relationship issues. And if you can't address that right when you meet somebody, then the relationship's destined to fail. Like you have to be able to communicate that up front.
Yeah. No, definitely. You know, and it's like the other thing, don't take relationship advice from single people.
It's the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
Are we blind leading the blind right now to everyone listening?
Yes.
Kind of, but it's like it's not like we're actually telling people how to have a successful relationship. I would just say it's like the meeting part, like the accountability part. Like there's certain principles that you can have within a relationship that's going to make it successful. But if there's no moral background behind a relationship, then it's like, it's just destined to fail because, like, where's the rule book? Like, if we're playing a game of basketball and there's no rules, then you're going to see people clotheslining each other, pulling each other by, like, beating people up. Mm-hmm. But if there's a set of rules, like, basically a moral background behind a relationship, then it's like whenever y'all have a argument, y'all go to, like, arbitration where you're like, okay, like, look, this is going on and this means this and this means that. So, like, either we agree to this and understand what's happening and take accountability for our actions, or we just continue to fight and just never get anywhere, you know? So it's like if two people have different principles and, like, moral backgrounds, mm-hmm. I feel like that's the hardest relationship to juggle.
I think the hardest one also is when two people are fighting and they're having an argument and they don't view it as them versus the situation. They view it one versus the other. You have to be coming together against the situation as opposed to against each other, because what are you in a relationship for if not to work with the other person?
Yeah.
For sure. I think too, like, a lot of these podcasts that talk about, like, gender roles and dating dynamics, they're all providing the rule book. But I think what they're missing is the conversation we're having right now about, like, okay, well, how do we actually apply these rules so they work? Like, there's a level of that self-development that has to happen. And people are just, like, completely putting that out the window and being like, women have to cook and clean and be feminine, but no one's teaching them, how do you get out of your masculine? You know what I mean? How do we work together and communicate? Because I think a lot of those dudes are, like, on these podcasts and they're like, I like my women to be submissive. That's a huge thing. I want a submissive woman. But what does that mean to be submissive? What does it take to get to a point in your life where you can breathe and let go of your your masculine?
What does it take for a man to be able to have a woman submit to him? What does he need to be doing in order to get that from her? You can't just take submission. Submission has to be given willingly.
True, for sure.
No, yeah, I agree. I think nobody's perfect, but I'll say that it's more so like is roles. Like, it's a role, like, you know. Definitely as a man, like, definitely be making money and, like, be like, have that as a focus. Definitely be able to take care. Some of these dudes, like, they're out here having raw sex, but they can't even afford their funeral if they died, which is, like, crazy.
That's crazy.
You know, it's like, if they died, they couldn't afford the casket. They couldn't afford the funeral. You know, the GoFundMe goes up and it's like, you know, you just pray for the best. Like, what the hell? Like, but you're out here having raw sex and trying to create another life, another family.
Or you might accidentally create one. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So it's like women too, I guess you got to think about, like, you know, it's like, if you say a dude ain't shit and he's a bum, but, like, you're letting him.
You're letting a bum fuck you. So what are you?
Yeah. You're letting a bum fuck you raw. So it's
speaking,
like,
of somebody who's fucked a bum. You're just several times.
Well, at one point I was homeless, so somebody fucked me and I was a bum too. So
we've all
what
been
were
bums.
You doing? Why did you have sex with me?
Yeah, so it's just like, I don't know, man. I feel like, I don't know. So she was saying that the masculine woman attract feminine men, and, like, basically the dude is, like, super submissive. So it's like the woman's like, don't go do this, da da da. I like it this way, da da da. And the dude's like, okay, I'm sorry, I'll do it, honey. Like, that's the dude.
That's unattractive to me.
No, that's not attractive.
But that's the dudes. That's the dudes that masculine women get along with. A couple issues, like, these main issues, I feel like, is what's ruining things. It's like the internet is so public that all this shit used to go on back in the day, but nobody ever documented. That's first of all. The second thing is that basically, Women are top earners these days, are breadwinners because of the internet. Like, girls get more engagement on social media. I'm pretty sure they make more money. They got OnlyFans. Like, there's all these
things.
And
women are, like, 50% of the workforce right now, mm-hmm. right? Aren't they, like, of the workforce?
You go to, like, a bar and there's a girl there. She's going to get more tips than the guy, usually. So it's like, girls are making so much money these days that it's like the opposite of the 50s. And I feel like that's why even men are trying to, like, make these laws to suppress women. And that's why women are getting banned on social media, because men are trying to suppress them because women are so powerful right now, and it's never been seen before. So it's like, it's a good thing, but it's an issue because the stronger the women means men have to be stronger. And it's like men have to make money, create businesses. But all you see these men talking about, oh, she's a thought only fans. That's the only reason why she has a bag. Da da da. Like, but they're not focused on like how can they make a bag? Because OnlyFans is not the only way to make a bag.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're not focused on that. They're just focused on, oh, I wouldn't date her because she's doing this and she's doing that. But it's like, you could date her if you were like step up your game and stuff. So it's like, the issue is there's a lot of broke dudes, especially on social media. And then there's a lot of rich women that are on social media. And then women are attracted to masculine men. But the more money and not necessarily the more money, the more hardworking and like independent a woman is, the more masculine she is. So it's like those masculine women are attracting feminine men, and then they attract the feminine man. And then they wonder why things go wrong, because this dude only cares about sex and is cheating and he's doing this and he's a bum and da da. And then it's like the women's like, what the hell's going on? Like, I thought that, you know, it's like women don't want to wait these days. They don't want to say, oh, I'm going to wait for the man to come sweep me on my feet. They're like, no, fuck it. I'm going to go out and get it because I want the luxury house. I want the luxury car. I want all this stuff, and mm-hmm. I'm going to go get it. So they go get it. Then they're like, okay, now it's time to get the man that I want. And then it's like they're like going to men that are on like a lower level because, you yep. know, it's like women are attracted to masculine men. But they can't get along with a masculine man because they're too powerful.
Yeah, they're not turning it off.
The girl's too powerful. So she goes to a masculine man and they just argue and fight mm-hmm. because the masculine man's like, okay, like, I'll pick you up. And then, no, I got my own car. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to get there by myself because I'm not dependent.
Yeah.
Boom. The masculine man is automatically unattracted to that because he's into feminine woman.
Yes.
The masculine for sure. man is into feminine woman, so he's immediately not attracted to that. But the dude who is attracted to that is a feminine dude. And like he sneaks his way into there, and then the women's like, okay, like this is the guy, whatever. He's accepting how I feel. We get along. But then she's like, wait, but he's not masculine. So it's like it pisses her off at the end of the day, too. So it's like both of it pisses. The feminine dude is the best dude for her at that point.
Yeah.
But it's like either she tones it down or she just accepts the feminine dude that, you know, probably can get his ass whooped or whatever the fuck. Like, or doesn't know where to make dinner reservations or whatever. Like, you know, it's like kind of jaded because women are so powerful, which is a good thing. But that means she needs a fucking king. She needs like a king, like, that's respects her, which is like I mean,
that makes sense.
How many kings are there walking around actually?
Not a lot. So you were talking about how like there's like masculine women and the men are like more feminine. But there's almost like you were saying, like men get upset and it doesn't work in relationships, but there's that element of accountability that men also have to have where it's like, how did we as a community of men let it get like this? I think though, back in the day, like the 60s and how like old relationships were, there was a reason that it wasn't working for women, right? A lot of women were too stuck in the marriages that were maybe abusive or whatever it was. And they didn't have any, like men were trying to control them and didn't want them to have any rights. Whereas like women are like, we just want equal rights. And the fight for the equal rights almost completely like flipped the script. But there's something, I think the resistance of men allowing women to kind of have that space to be creative and do what they want and have passions and maybe have a job or a little business caused them to, there's like a riff. It's almost like Republican and Democrat, but it's women versus men. Like no one will see the other side. And I think there's the accountability factor that men have to take of like, what do we do? And it's sleeping around with everyone, not focusing on work and trying to build something for themselves and their future family and have a legacy and have a purpose, right? I think a lot of like right now what I'm seeing is like a lot of women are masculine, but a lot of men are getting like lazy. Like they're getting almost butthurt that the women are masculine and taking their position and like sitting in a corner and pouting. And they're like, yeah. Oh my God, the women are working and they make so much money. They suck. Instead of just being like, well, fucking let me get my bag and get it up. And then let me take this power back or be like, how do I work with the masculine women to kind of I don't know, ease those dynamics.
It's like saying, like, there's a way you see things. You can see these women as that are super powerful and, like, you know, make fun of them and put them down, you know, but at the end of the day, they're getting to the bag, as you should too. If, like, and the only reason why they're doing it is because they're attracted to the girl. They're like, this girl's super hot, da da, but she'll never give me a chance because I don't make enough money, because I'm not hot enough. I'm not masculine enough. I don't make enough, like, whatever. And then, you know, it's like, they think that they can't compete with the girl as far as financially or whatever. So it's like they go and start making fun of them because they're projecting what they feel on the inside. And mm-hmm. then the masculine man comes around and he's like, you know what? Like, there's a way for me to do what they're doing without doing what they're doing.
Or there's a way for me to like these girls and see them for more than OnlyFans because they're secure. Like, a secure man doesn't, like, really, like, look at girls online and get, like, super upset about what they're doing. They're like, oh, they're just looking for men's attention. It's like, well, no, maybe she's smart and she's getting her bag and she can give you her full attention if you don't judge her and you give her the chance to show you the kind of woman that she could be.
I think the number one thing everybody needs to work on, men, women, is mindset, is working on having that glass half full mindset where you're not projecting your insecurities. Even if your girl is making more money than you are, how can you be a provider in ways that she can't be? What are things that you could do to make yourself more masculine so you don't feel emasculated by the money? Because money isn't everything. You can have a dude who isn't making as much and he's taking care of his woman in different ways, and she would love him for that. And she wouldn't consider him a feminine man. She would consider him very masculine because he's a secure in who he is and what he has in the moment. And maybe he's working towards something better. Maybe he's willing to be that person that she can lean on so she can be the breadwinner. But I think it doesn't necessarily have to be a money thing to make you masculine, even though a lot of us put our self-worth tied directly to our money, and especially men.
Yeah. And I don't think that you need money to be worthy of a relationship and a good person either. Mm-mm. Like, I think that it really depends on where you are and your goal. And if your goal is to make 100K, have a good job, even if you're making 50K and you have a good job and that's fits your lifestyle, you have to find a woman who's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as long as if you do that, then you can be that alpha male in that woman's life. It doesn't, you don't need to be the most fit or the most rich man to, like, be an alpha man. I think
I just feel like as men is the ego thing. Like, no man is going to, like, not no man, but, like, most men are going to, they're going to want to be the breadwinner and stuff. And it's like, if you want to be the breadwinner, then go get the girl at the corporate job and stuff and be the breadwinner. Like, you know, that's why I feel like if the OnlyFans and stuff making millions of dollars and stuff, it, like, it's cool and all, but it's like, you got to think about it. It's like limiting your pool, your dating pool. So now you're like definitely men are going to want to make more money than the girl in the relationship. I'm not saying that is right, but it's like,
it's true.
Like, no man wants another man to come and tell him, I make more money than you. You don't know what you're doing, bro. I know what I'm doing because I produce more income than you. It's on paper. Show me your bank statements. Like, no man wants to be treated like that. So it's like, to have his woman treat him like that, like, no man wants that. So it's like, the higher, almost
it's like soul crushing.
So it's like, the higher you level up as a woman, it, like, limits your dating pool, kinda.
Unless you're okay with not having that, like, super masculine provider man.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I get a lot of, like, we get a lot of questions too from people who are like, oh, do you think that OnlyFans is gonna have, like, bad ramifications in dating in the future? And I think there's two things. Like, of course, it's gonna make the dating pool smaller, right? Because not every man wants to date a girl who puts their body online. Right. And I think that one stems from, like, super insecurity. And it also depends on the woman. There are women who put their body online for attention and who are waiting for the blue check marks to slide in while they're with a man. Like, there's absolutely those. There's, you know, but I don't know. I think that, I don't know. Would you date an OnlyFans girl?
Would I date an OnlyFans girl? It depends. It depends on a lot of things. It depends more so on, like, who she is off OnlyFans, because I know a lot of creators, they're not who they portray online. It's funny because these OnlyFans girls, like, I know a lot of them, and, like, you think that they're dating the dudes with the blue check marks and the dudes who are like famous and whatever, but they're actually dating the dude with like 500 followers.
Yes.
That's focused on his bankroll.
Yeah.
That's who they're dating. And you don't ever see them. And you think all these girls on OnlyFans are literally like
single
and ready to mingle and stuff, but they're all in relationships. Half of them are married and you'll never know.
Half of them have kids.
Yeah, half of them has kids and they're married, and you don't know that they're playing adult actress, basically.
It's an actress. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole point of putting it online, and I think that's the huge distinction, is people are not who they are online, and they're acting and they're playing that because that's what's good for business. The same thing as of marketing, doing a PR stunt. Yeah. It's like girls are constantly doing PR stunts. If there's girls who pose as virgins, they're not virgins. There's girls who pose as that they don't have any boyfriends because they don't post, because it will lose them money.
Yeah. 'Cause
the guys want to feel like they have a chance with these OnlyFans girls, but exactly. Most of them, like, we go on the content trips with a bunch of OnlyFans girls, and you do too. They're all bringing their boyfriends. Their boyfriends are the ones recording our content. Like, their boyfriends are in the room with 10 girls who are naked, showing their tits, just living the fucking life. And you're sitting here saying no one wants to date these OnlyFans girls. You're missing out. You want to fuck mad girls? Dating an OnlyFans girl is the first way in the door for that, you know?
Low key.
Like, these guys are fucking their girlfriends and their girlfriend's friends for fun. And it's like normal and a part of their relationship. So that guy's getting, like, look at fucking Adam 22 from No Jumper.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it depends on, I feel like there's like more traditional relationships. It depends on what you're about, you know, but I'll definitely say that, you know, it's like, it's give and take, like, whatever you want, you're going to attract, like, literally, like, whether that's negative or positive, you're going to attract it. And there's no reason to, like, put somebody down for the path they choose. But as far as men, like, you know, like, if you want a certain type of girl, then you're going to have to, like, sacrifice some, you know. And then as far as women, if you want a certain type of guy, you have to sacrifice some too. And it's like, at the end of the day, like, I feel like we'll all find somebody, you know, but the internet, I don't know. The internet is, like, to me, it's like not really organic.
No, the internet's fucking weird.
It's not organic, you know, and it's like you see someone and you, like, put this perception. And you're like, oh, this person, da da da. We would probably get along, probably, like, da da. Then y'all meet each other and y'all might not even like each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's happened to me so many times.
They might be annoying and stuff. So it's like, I like meeting people in person, because it's like, you know, you get what you get. And then it's like you go online, then you see what they do or whatever. And then you get an understanding of who they are. But it's like, I like meeting people offline, you know, because I swear people see followers and stuff, they think of you differently or like as a celebrity, and then they can either lose respect or gain too much respect.
Yes. And they become your fan instead of like your significant other or like a person.
You don't want to fuck or date a fan. Well, some people do.
Would you?
No, there's people who would, like,
they fuck you like they're thankful.
I would, like, if you think, like, is a difference between a groupie and a fan. A groupie and a
interesting distinction.
like a fan, like, yeah, my girl's gonna want me to be her number one fan, right? Like, not necessarily like spending money on her, like, online or whatever. Like, she wants me to be like, oh, your dress looks perfect, like, you look amazing, like, you're the best looking girl here, I'm your number one fan. Like, but if I'm a groupie and I'm like, hey, can you take this video of us and tell people I'm with you? Like, that's a groupie. So it's like a fan. It's like, oh, I love your work. I love everything about you. I love your dress. I love all that stuff. So it's like, I'm your number one fan. But a groupie is like, it's like, hey, can you post me on your story and like tag me and then tell people you're with me? Like,
yep.
If you do, you care about me, da, da, da. Like, that's a groupie. And
the groupies are always fucking everyone in the group too, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's in the name. It's in the name.
You know what I mean?
It's just like, it's like a slimy, like, a fan is different than a slimy ass person who's trying to, like, clout chase.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. So there's people dog on simps online. Do you think you could be an alpha man and be a simp for your girl?
For your girl. Not for every girl.
No. I mean, a simp for your girl.
Yeah, for sure. Like, But it depends, because simp is such a, like, it's negative, such a negative, yeah, that it's like, I wouldn't call it a simp, you know, but it's like if I have friends and I have a girl, my friends are like, come out, like, I need to go hang out with my friends every now and then so I don't go crazy. But if I just like cut off all my friends, then that's simp. That's simp.
Cause that's,
it's like,
simp.
That's simp. And it's like, they used to call it pussy whip back in the day. It's like, that dude's pussy whip. They changed it to simp.
Do you think there's something wrong with being pussy whip? Would you want to be pussy whipped to your girl?
No, because I feel like that's it. That I feel like those terms are like so strong that it means that you're like sacrificing a lot of your masculinity to do that. Like a pussy whipped is like, get over here now. I want you over here now. And then, oh, I'm sorry, babe, I'm coming.
Their tails in between their legs.
I feel like guys have, insecure men have put negative connotations on the word simp and on the word pussy whipped. Because I think just like you would want your girl to be like obsessed with your dick or obsessed with you, be your number one fan. I think girls want the exact same thing from men.
I think so too.
But men don't like to see other men be that obsessed with their girl, and I don't understand why.
I don't care about what other men think though. That's me. So it's like, I wouldn't call it pussy whipped or I wouldn't call it a simp. Like, I just don't care about another dude's opinion. So it's like, I just don't care. Like, but it's like, as like for sanity reasons, like, I gotta go do some squats with the boys. Like, it's for sanity reasons. Like, you gotta, like, be around testosterone to keep your masculinity high, too.
Yeah, you need to also have your own life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I think the simp and pussy whip connotation comes from, like, the negative aspects of, like, unhealed, like, codependency almost.
Yeah, it's,
do you
clingy,
know what I mean?
And it's feminine. Codependency is feminine. So it's like, I'm just saying that it's like, like, definitely support your girl, stand up for her. But you have to take a break sometime. You can't just up her ass.
No.
And I feel like the simp thing is like, I'm almost
afraid of losing them. I feel like it's like a desperation. You know when you meet somebody and you can just like smell the desperation off of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'll do anything to like keep you around. And it's very like that's, I feel like, more simp. I feel like there'd be a different word for somebody who's just like super supportive and in like love with their girlfriend and like is like, I'll do whatever you want,
yeah,
but also like in a respectful way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it takes women to not be like, to sit down with their ego, put that aside, and also not just like take and expect, like they have to be giving too.
I think women read too much into what men say and what they don't do. We read too much into them being like, oh, like, does he actually like me? Is he saying this? So I don't think that he likes me too much. And then I get too crazy over him. And it's like, no, take men at face value. If they're not doing that for you, it's because they don't want you. If they're not saying that to you, it's because they don't feel that way. And what they say to you, literally just take it. Take it and accept it and put aside your ego so you actually understand what they're saying. Men are a lot simpler than I think we really think.
Well, that's the thing is, I think a lot of, like, everyone at the end of the day ultimately wants to be loved, you know, like at some point in their lives. And so we cling on. It's like when you hold a butterfly in your palm, it wants to fly away. But if you open your palm, the butterfly stays.
Butterfly.
That's the same thing. Like the codependency in a relationship of needing that person to text you first in the morning just to feel secure in
that's
your relationship.
Crazy.
What that's telling me is the girl's insecure, but the guy's not doing enough to make her secure. And so if you're looking for a relationship, one, you can't convince somebody to make you feel secure. If they're not making you feel secure, it's not a good fit. And guys also have to, I think what makes like a real like strong alpha man would be the guy who sees that that girl's insecure. And rather than being like, you're crazy and writing it off, being like, hey, clearly there's something here that I'm not making you feel like I'm for you. Like, what can I do? And maybe it's something completely outside of the text message. The girl's feeling it and it's manifesting in all of these other ways. And it's really her way of just saying, hey, can you make me feel wanted? So like, I think the communication needs to be there, but I think men should also hear their women when they say those things and I don't know, step up in a way that makes them feel like the energy of the relationship overall is secure. Because when you feel secure, you're not like You're not up their ass. Like when I feel secure with a man, he can go 8 hours or 2 days without texting me. If he tells me, hey, I'm at a work meeting all weekend, I can't talk. I'll talk to you Monday.
At the end of the day, it goes back to accountability. So the man has to be accountable. And then the woman has to be accountable of what she accepts. I feel like that's it, you know.
I think a lot of women, too, are when they are insecure because maybe they had something in the past where they don't have, like, the confidence yet, they are expecting that man to fix it by, like, voicing, oh, you didn't text me first, good morning, right? They're expressing their insecurities, and they're expecting that man to be like, oh, no, babe, I love you, like, I'll do it and change and do that, whereas they're not looking internally of how do I get more secure with myself. And typically when you're busy and you're like doing your own thing and you're creating and you have hobbies and you feel good and you're hanging out with your girlfriends, like you don't need that man's attention 24/7.
Yeah. It also goes back to communication. You should be able to tell your partner, hey, I'm not feeling secure. This is what I need, X, Y, and Z. And if they're not willing to give that to you, then you have to walk away.
But so many people and want you to guess.
You have to have the self-worth to be able to walk away when you're not getting your needs met. And both men and women, like, people just don't fucking talk to each other.
Yeah. Instead of like a man with a in a relationship, he's like, my girlfriend's using me or my girlfriend's being this, then leave. But when no one wants to be alone...
Thank you so much for joining us. This was a great conversation.
Nah, thank you for having me. I hope that y'all might have learned something or like y'all
just think differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We never want to like, we want to do things differently, I guess, than other like relationship podcasts because we do comedy and like relationship stuff, but we're not trying to tell somebody this is how they have to be or this is exactly the role they have to fit, but more so like posing the questions and making them think to the stuff that we're saying to just be a little bit more self-aware and take that into the next
bringing
relationship.
On other perspectives too, not just like comedians who are going to joke about being in relationships, more serious topics. So you can open your worldview and get other people's opinions in there.
Yeah. I feel like I learned a lot this year and like, I'm just soaking it in and then I'm going to put it into action, but I learned a lot this year and it's like, the thing that I learned is like ultimately, like you don't need money to be in a happy relationship ultimately, but you're gonna be much more happy as a guy if you can provide for your girl. But it's like if you're so about your money that it runs your relationship. I mean, you're gonna not only gonna attract a gold digger, but it's just like you're gonna lose yourself as a man, like because there's other qualities.
Are important to be building.
Yeah.
Don't just focus on building your money. Focus on building you.
Exactly.
You know, the money comes when you work on yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then women, I can't really speak on women. Like, I'm not a girl. So it's like, I don't ultimately know how women are. And I feel like whenever I do find out what women are, it just changes. So it's like, I can't ultimately just like speak.
We're tough.
It's a tough world out there.
We're tough creatures.
I could say what I think, but I don't know. It's like the only thing I can confidently say is like feminine and masculine, like the difference. But other than that, like I can't necessarily say what I know women wants, but I know what I want to see in myself. You mm-hmm. know, I can control what I want to put out into the universe. And then, you know, I know that it's going to attract the ultimate woman. You know, so probably same thing with girls. Like what I tell girls, like, cause girls are like, it's easy to pull men. Like men are so easy. Yeah. We're easy. Cause it's easy to have sex with a man. Like it's super easy. If you're a girl, like it's super easy. So it's like, so it's like, basically it's like what I tell girls is like, just like, the more you can study how to be feminine and being your feminine energy, the better of a man you're going to attract. So if you could just practice being feminine, you're going to attract the man of your dreams and the dude who like takes the stress off you. So it's like focus on that.
I think the important distinction, and I don't know if we dove as deep in it today, but we've had it in personal conversations where the feminine thing is energy. We're not saying put a dress on and sit in your house and cook and clean all day and be a housewife. Like that's not what it means to be feminine. There's power in being in your feminine energy. It's a receiving energy. It's sitting back. It's being creative. It's allowing somebody else to lead.
Uh-huh.
Like that is the important distinction here. So when we say feminine and we say masculine, we're not talking necessarily about
like a slave ship.
Yeah.
No, they could be replaced with yin and yang. If that if that helps you perceive this conversation better.
For sure. We'll link the podcast that you were just on because she did a really good job of explaining the stuff that we talked about today.
She's the one who taught me this stuff because I didn't even know this stuff existed. And then she told me about it and I was like, that makes sense. Like, because I'm like all around all these OnlyFans girls, but I'm not dating them. And I'm like, why am I not dating them necessarily? And it's like, she's like, they like feminine men.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that makes sense.
I think it really does make sense. A lot of the girls I've seen, they're all dating more like men who let them just kind of like do whatever. Mm-hmm. You know,
they have to though.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, the dude is like he's like he's honored to be with her, so he's like not trying to lose her. So he's literally doing anything to not lose her, which means like letting her do a lot of things that most men wouldn't let her do.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So it's like yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was a great discussion.
It really was.
Where can everyone find you?
Social media on Instagram, Big Nietzsche, TikTok, Nietzsche Sosa, or Big Nietzsche, YouTube, Big Nietzsche. Just like look up Big Nietzsche or like look up Nietzsche Sosa and you're going to find me.
All right. Well, what a great episode.
We had Big Nietzsche on 55 episodes ago, guys. So if you want to go listen to that, check out all of our growth, how we all learn to be better. That was episode 2021. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We just posted Che Dorena 2 weeks ago now, and that was great, an awesome episode. Guest. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So make sure you follow us so you see all those clips.
Yeah. Yeah,
y'all stay tuned. Y'all subscribe. You might have me on here again. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna come with some more knowledge.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
He might move to Miami
in his building.
You know, you never know.
All right. All right. Well, you guys get high, have a great week, and we'll see you filthy fucking stoners next Tuesday.
Yes.